When Dad and I arrived at our car in the St. Benedict Church parking lot, I was finally able to release the laughter I had tamped down through the second half of Mass. Can you believe that guy in front of us snoring through the entire sermon? If ever there was a contest for loudest snoring during a boring sermon, that guy would take first place. Dad doubled over with laughter and placed a hand on the top of the Subaru's roof. I almost poked him in the back to get him to stop, but his snoring was the highlight of Father Bill's sermon. I helped Dad into the passenger seat. I agree. Father Bill was really off his game today. I was more interested in trying to guess how long it would take for the guy's wife to smack him upside the head. The looks she gave him were priceless. I must have said something awfully funny, because now Dad's whooping like a hyena while struggling to buckle his seatbelt. Your mother did that to me once. I got in the car, turned to Dad, and caught the mischievous look on his face. No way. Were you in church at the time? He slapped his knee. Darn right. The worst part was that it happened during a church member's eulogy. The guy who died had been a member of the Knights of Columbus for a long, long time, so the Supreme Knight came from the East Coast to deliver the eulogy. I guess because of the distance he traveled, the guy thought he had to get his money's worth. By the time I fell asleep, he had been droning on for about half an hour. I backed the car out of the parking space and headed out of the church parking lot. Did Mom actually hit you on the head, or did she just elbow you? I can't see her hitting you. Oh, she elbowed me at first, but that didn't do the trick. That's when she hit me on the head. Dad broke out in another round of laughter. There must be more to the story for you to be splitting a gut just telling it. Her hit startled me so much I figured there must be some sort of response I missed out on, so I shouted, "Amen!" as loud as can be. You didn't. I'm afraid I did. Your mother wouldn't have anything to do with me after that. She tapped the lady to her right and asked to trade places with her. But the gal would have none of that. Your mother was stuck with me. But I have to say I had the last laugh, because the Supreme Knight took my outburst as a hint to end the eulogy. During the coffee time afterwards, a few of the male church members came up to me and thanked me for putting an end to the guy's jabbering. So you were a hero then? Well, to some, but not your mother. At least not right away. Oh? Do tell. She kept to herself most of the day, but then I heard her laughing in the kitchen. She was stirring the soup pot and saying, "Amen, amen," and shaking her head. When I joined her in the kitchen, she looked at me with tears rolling down her cheek and said, "You sure put that guy in his place. Amen." That cracked me up. I didn't figure Mom would stay mad very long. For the rest of our drive, I considered that if anyone were to witness some of our conversations, we would be considered uncouth, but they would be wrong.